Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I didn't hear the enjoy, did you?
It's on right now.
No, I know, but she usually goes, oh, there it is. In the studio, we have a master behind the board. He just did it. We should just do that over and over. Enjoy, 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 enjoy.
Enjoy.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you. Good evening, North State. I am James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And you are listening to the Enjoy Hour on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And we're back.
We're back, yeah.
Right before you're getting ready to leave on vacation.
Yes. I'm super excited.
You're going all the way to New York with your grandbaby.
Yep. Yep.
Kind of cool.
His favorite, I had him send me a list of things he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
At the top of his list, guess what it is? Go to the Ghostbusters firehouse.
Oh, my gosh. Mario's waving his hand. Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, you know what, though?
It's the only thing that's free.
I think that would be super cool, right? Yeah. I was trying to think of all the things now. New York's changed so much since the last time I've been there.
I mean, he also wants to go to Statue of Liberty and Central Park and do all that fun stuff. So we'll do all of that.
You got to make sure that you go to, what's the new part that's all over, what do they call it? Something, is it Harbor? It's where all the new buildings are, and there's the new gigantic outdoor theater, and there's like a massive, like 10-story sculpture that you can climb.
Okay.
I can't remember what it is. It'll pop up into my head.
Okay.
But you want to go there.
We'll yell it out when you figure it out.
Yeah.
Because we've been sending back and forth things that we're doing.
I think they have a really nice Louis Vuitton store. So if I may text you for you to pick me up some chocolate.
Okay.
Because Louis Vuitton started their own chocolate, their own confectionery. And
oh,
I don't
know
if it's in New York yet. I know it's in Paris. But you can't get your hands on it unless you actually go to the store.
Oh.
And I need it for research.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah.
So, again, you're listening to Enjoy Hour, and we do this every third Thursday of the month, and we both, Rhonda and I, have been doing this for years now,
a long time, and we
love it, because it allows us to actually physically meet a lot of the people that we write about and get to expand and talk a little bit more on their story and what they do. What do we have? So, right now, obviously, we're in the April issue, which is the 226th?
The
24th.
24th? Yeah.
It's behind the guy's motorcycle helmet. I can't see it.
23rd. Sorry.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So it's called True Grit. This month it has a little bit more of a masculine feel, even though, like we say, we have a little bit of a theme every single month. The magazine obviously caters to everybody all the time, but that theme follows a little bit throughout the magazine. Last month we had our largest issue in the history of the company after 18 years.
Yep.
And it was a women in business issue or a women empowerment issue.
So it was about women because it was Women's History Month.
Okay, so that's what it was. And then this one is a little bit more masculine.
Yeah.
And it didn't do so bad, but not as well as the women's.
Of course.
Of course. So what do we have going on in the community?
Oh, gosh. There's a lot going on in the community right now.
Too much. We have multiple pages. So there is the 2025 golf tournament that's coming up for Leadership Reading.
Yes.
I know that's going to be happening.
Enjoy will be there.
Friday, May 2nd.
We're going to have a game. We're going to do a game, and we're going to have drinks. So, I mean, not alcohol. We'll have sodas and water. But
okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
So I'm excited.
Drinks make games more fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I mean, they'll hopefully.
So is that like something you're just doing along the side to support it? Or are you?
We're just going to have a little booth or a little table.
Because I know sometimes you get to, you hammer the ball down, and when you get down to the end where you're going to drop it in the hole, you sometimes have sponsors at that where.
Yeah. Well, we are a big sponsor for Leadership Reading and have been for many years.
Well, because you're an alum and a board member.
I am a board member and alum, And Yvonne was in my class. Yeah.
So. Yvonne is here, by the way, folks. So she's just off to the side because we have a lot of guests in the studio and she doesn't have a mic, but you can hear her back there with her courtesy laugh for all my jokes. but what else do we have on? Obviously, you can go to the locals calendar and enjoy. It's back. And bigger and bolder than ever. I was super excited for a second because I saw this here, and it was saying as at the Cascade Theater, it was a Tay-Tay dance party. They have a picture of Taylor Swift, and I was like, Taylor Swift's coming to the Cascade?
No. That's a big no.
It's just a Tay-Tay party, yeah. Which I guess that's if you're in the know and you're a big Swiftie, that's what you call her.
I guess it was pretty fun.
Yeah?
I wasn't there, but I've heard that I know a few people that went and brought their daughters or whatever.
Have you taken one of your kids to?
No, but my daughter has been to about four of them.
Okay.
Because her husband works at, he was at Levi Stadium, and then now he's in Cincinnati.
I knew there was something. I didn't know if it was you that took them, but it's your daughter.
Yeah. No, I haven't.
I have lots of people that I know that are crazed lunatics, and they go with their daughters to Tay-Tay concerts.
Yeah.
Like crazy. They'll travel thousands of
miles. Yeah, they'll go to, I've heard somebody that I know, I can't remember who it was, they went to France or something to see her.
Wow.
And said it was cheaper to go there than to find tickets here.
Yeah. No, it's true. Yeah, because, I was looking for something that would be fun for me and the boys to do, and I actually found that Depeche Mode was on tour in Germany, and I was like, oh, is that all it costs to get into the concert? And I was kind of figuring out, and I thought, I'll just take the boys to Germany, and I'll let them experience Depeche Mode in Germany.
Didn't
happen, but it's a bucket list. What else is going on at the theater?
Well, we just finished, we wrapped up Shrek Jr., which was brought to our theater by Stellar Charter School. This is their third year doing their play at the theater, and had great crowds. It was just a bunch of kids having a great time on stage and singing and dancing, and it was very cute. But now we're going into Tehidu, which is a locally written play by Lisa Collins. And it's based on the Reading Rodeo, so it's really cool. There's going to be there'll be a live dog, a dog that's alive that's on our stage that actually dies in the play.
You shoot it with your finger?
Or gets hit by a car or something in the play.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
The play's dead?
No, we got it. We have a...
stuffed animal that takes its place.
Somebody sculpted a dog head, so... That's sticking out of a blanket, so it's going to be cool.
You don't get somebody that...
It doesn't.
There was no model roadkill that was done?
No. And then we have an almost life-size horse puppet that's going to be on stage, and it's going to have a bull rider, and it's just going to be incredible. I've been watching them build a set, and it's unbelievable.
Our set
builders are so good. So, yeah, we're excited about it. And there's 20 people in the play.
How come you're not in plays, Mario? I would imagine that you would be a good thespian.
You know, I gave it a try in high school and even in college, and it just wasn't for me.
No?
I got too nervous on the stage.
Really? But you're a show pony. You did news, live TV, recording.
It's a little different. I would forget all my lines.
Oh.
Oh, gosh, I know.
Huh. I wouldn't take you for that, but okay, if you're telling me.
I mean,
that
was a long time ago. Maybe I should give it a try again.
You should.
You should.
Lisa's a phenomenal director and writer, so if you have an opportunity to do one of her shows, I would highly recommend it.
Yeah. And she's so good.
And
maybe
you could be the horse
ever.
Puppet.
No, she's a fantastic actress
and director. Oh my gosh, she's so good. She's so 20 people on the stage, and some of them are kids, and she's just amazing.
One of my students was actually just in Shrek.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
She played one of the three little
pigs.
You're
kind of all in kinds of everything, aren't you? Everywhere.
I have my claws and everything.
You do. I'm liking you more and more every minute. I'm thinking, wow, look at this person. She's up there on the high pole. So what else? So we got, obviously, Cool April Nights is getting ready to launch. Reading City Ballet Artistry in Bloom. We're looking at, McLaughlin Theater or Auditorium on May 2nd for that. Axiom, I guess, is it Axiom or Repertory?
I believe it's over. Yeah.
Oh, is that over?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another golf tournament. And what's this? I think that you
this
had
is our this kids' workshop, and we're doing a workshop for kids 3 weeks, and Maureen Sanders, who directed Shrek, who is the drama teacher at Stellar, she has done our children's workshops in the summer 3 weeks, and at the end of 3 weeks, we do a weekend of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday play, and this year it's going to be Clever Jack and the Magic Beanstalk. And it's a musical, so the kids will be singing and dancing, and it should be cute. I'm looking forward to it. My granddaughter will be in it again, so this will be her third play at our theater, and she just loves it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Yep. And then lastly, North State Symphony has a couple shows coming up, May 10th and May 11th. I love the symphony.
Yeah.
So you could check that out as well. If you can imagine, it's already time to take our first break. And when we come back, we will be introducing our first guest of the evening. And so I just suggest you go grab something out of the fridge that's nice and refreshing and find a nice relaxing seat, turn things up a little bit, and sit back, relax, and we'll be right back.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $10. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
It's our theme music.
I love it.
Jackson 5. Good times, good times. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your Enjoy Hour, and I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
Oh, I thought you forgot yourself for a minute.
And Yvonne's here as well, Yvonne Mazzotta.
Yvonne, we're with Enjoy Magazine, obviously. I'm going to let my great co-pilot here introduce our first guest of the evening.
Okay, well, our first guest, she was featured in our magazine in March, and we're happy that she's able to be here tonight. Her name is Jocelyn Olson, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about her the class that she has at Enterprise High School.
and beyond. Go ahead and throw
yeah,
all.
Yeah, you've got.
Go ahead
yeah,
and throw I'm... all of it because we're being mind blown here. She like seems to be a doer of everything and knows everybody. So take actually just take us from the beginning. You're born and raised here. Where'd you come from? How?
Oh yeah. So I am. I was born and raised here in Reading. Grew up. I actually went to Shasta High School, but graduated from Enterprise High School.
I didn't graduate from either one of them, but I went to both of them.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Question well, for you. Which school had more spirit, in your opinion?
Ooh, that's a tough one, because they Was were pre-
maybe
back
so.
Then. They
I'm
were
100
pretty...
years old, so it might have changed. But went back in my day, Enterprise had
yeah,
way more spirit.
I was going to say, the Manitoba Maniacs definitely had some really intense spirit.
And they had Mike Moynihan.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's pretty spiritual.
Yeah. So I grew up, I was in 4-H for 11 years out of Palos Cedros, so I competed against all the FFA kids and did all of that.
You crushed them, I'm sure.
I did, actually. I won round robin 6 years in a row.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
my
gosh.
I did all of that, and then I went to Shasta College for a couple of years, transferred up to Southern Oregon University, got 2 degrees in music and music business. So I... got injured actually while I was working in the healthcare field. I worked in multiple different jobs in the healthcare field for like 10 years.
Strangled by a violin cord or something.
No. My love for it really started when my grandma would pick me up after school and take me back to the convalescent home with her. She was a nurse. Shadowed her from 5 years old till like 15. Mm. And so I wanted to be a doctor. That didn't happen, at least not yet. And but
plenty
after,
of time.
Plenty of time.
You look like you're about 10, so.
And I turn 40 next week.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Really? I would have never guessed.
Oh, never in a million years, yeah. And 40's not even old.
It's, what, the new 30 or whatever they say now.
Good for you.
I graduated. I got hired in ophthalmology. I worked all the different roles in there, from screening, scribing, angiography, office MA, post-op care, medical Spanish, you name it. I did everything.
So you're fluent in Spanish?
No.
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 Oh no. So
medical Spanish is there's...
I didn't know there was such a thing that you could divide it like that. So you're fluent in hospital.
Yes. Yeah. So...
sign here.
Pretty much. So it was a really amazing experience. Then I decided to go back to school, get all my prereqs. I got a dream job offer, so I harvested donor tissue for transplant. So I traveled all over the state of Oregon. So if people passed away and they were donors, I would retrieve their tissues.
Ooh.
And bag them
up. I'm kind of spinning. There's a part of me that feels like a little bit like, I might faint.
No, well, please don't.
Please
don't. And then I got a job while doing that as a certified clinical hemodialysis technician. So I worked in center and did that. And my mom actually broke her ankle in a couple places, which is what brought me back to Reading. And I ended up hurting my ankle. So then I went, I had to support myself somehow, so I opened a music studio. So I own and operate Studio One-on-One, and I've been operating that for 5.5 years. That brought me into teaching in the classroom last year through CTE. So
in One-on-One, what do you teach? I mean, music,
so
but what
I
does
teach,
that look like?
I teach all instruments and voice. So I mostly have piano students, some string students, and voice students, so I'm a classically trained opera singer.
So you know how to read music, and then you'll say, oh, no.
No, I do. I do.
No, just kidding.
So I teach kids how to read music and sing and all of that. So Evergreen Elementary had a need for a music teacher, so they hired me on the basis of CTE. So I bring that up because CTE stands for Career Technical Education.
And that's what the story's about.
That's what the story's about. So this last year, I saw
great
that...
Great school, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, no, it's a great
all
school.
All my nieces and nephew all go there.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I loved it. I'm, I actually just was there the other day. I went and said hi to some of my old teacher crew, the third grade team last year, and I were just tight.
Between my two brothers, about half the school's population.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Mendenhall probably loves that. So anyway, I saw a listing on EdJoin for CTE Health Sciences Medical Careers Teacher, and it didn't say which school it was at. So I contacted the district because I applied. They had two positions, and I got a letter back saying, oh, no, you know, this has already been filled. We had other, you know, qualified candidates. Thanks so much. So I called them and I said, hey, so where's this other position for? And they said Enterprise High School. And I said, oh, I graduated from there. Like, I'd really love to do this. I miss being in the healthcare field. So I just, like, please interview me. I have a lot of background and qualifications in what you're looking for, I would imagine. So they interviewed me. I got the job, and it was the first time because the district decided to expand the program. So Enterprise, up to that point for, like, the last 3 years, has only had the entry class. So CTE is a 2 or 3 year track where they get introduced to whatever the field is, and that could be health careers, it could be early childhood education, culinary. We also have engineering, robotics, fire academy, EMT, just lots and lots of different dental. We also started pharmacy tech this year, too. So Enterprise at the time only had intro to medical careers, which includes medical terminology. And they were expanding it to have the clinical capstone class, which is for the seniors, where they would get to have an internship. Hmm. So I got to come in and teach clinical medical assisting, and that's what the article is about my students and all the amazing work that they are doing. It's an amazing class.
It's the March issue, is that what was
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. So it's an amazing group of kids. I had 10 kids. Pictured as only 9 of them, but I had 10 kids, and I challenged them.
Where's the 10th? Did they just no-show?
No, it wasn't. It actually wasn't that. He was a junior, and so he was only in the class the first semester.
Oh, okay.
And so he plans to do it next year.
I was hoping we could create a real mystery.
Right?
Truant.
I mean, he is kind of a mystery. But, no, I challenged these students to spend a day in a wheelchair. They couldn't tell anyone that it was a research project, and they had to navigate their entire school day in a wheelchair and have a story that was believable as to why they were in that wheelchair. And while they were doing this experiment, they had to take notes as to how their peers treated them, how their teachers treated them, if they noticed things that might be questionable for ADA compliance, and how was it opening a door, or were they able to go to the bathroom, and just all those different kinds of things. They had to really observe from the vantage point of a disabled person with the goal of developing compassion and empathy for their future patients. Mm. So,
and the article talks about you being in a wheelchair, and that's kind of where that was coming from, right?
Yeah. So I broke my back in 14 places my senior year in college. Oh, so,
good Lord.
And I was told I'd never walk again. And in my mind, that was a definite no. That's not going to happen. But it was a very, very difficult time that I went through. I was mountain biking, and I saw these kids go on, like, little BMX bikes going over this jump, and I was like, oh, I used to do that all the time. I can do that. And so, like, climbed the hill, was going down. My eyes actually blacked out because of, like, just blood, whatever, through my body, not going where it was supposed to be. And I flew over the handlebars and crushed a 500-piece first aid kit into my back
God.
I had in case somebody got hurt. So,
oh gosh.
So I broke the whole lower part, and I was in a wheelchair for 6 months. And, you know, I saw people that I thought were my friends just scatter.
Are you kidding?
It was an insane experience, and I'm not. Like, it was very sad.
And what would you have chalked that? I'm trying to think if that was one of my friends. I was just like, what would be the only reason why I'm grasping for, like, why you would turn your back on your friend. I mean, I could understand if they thought for a minute that they were going to be pulled in and be a nurse for forever, right?
Right.
But that obviously is not like, you know, you have to have a life yourself too, and nobody would expect you to do that even as a friend.
Right.
Right.
But, so
but you would be there for them in some capacity, and
yeah.
Like it wouldn't change your friendship.
I'm baffled. I know. It was interesting. So I had one teacher who was just blunt and blatantly honest with me, and I still have respect for her because of it to this day, because for 3 weeks in a row she kept coming and saying, Jocelyn, you're falling asleep, you're not doing your high level of education, you know, you're a 4.0 student,
broken and like, I'm on painkillers and dying,
and you're barely passing, you need to take medical leave. Uh-huh. And she kept saying this, and the third week she finally said, Jocelyn, we have staff meetings about you.
Oh.
And you need to take medical leave.
Uh-huh.
We cannot handle seeing you in a wheelchair.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, weird.
And so it was for other people's comfort that they were asking me to leave and not be there.
That's
wow. So weird.
Wow. So,
and how long ago was that?
That was 17 and a half years ago.
That wouldn't happen anymore.
You'd be surprised.
Big old juicy lawsuit.
My students would actually beg to differ. And actually the university was not ADA compliant at the time because they had gravel. They didn't have paved sidewalks from that building to the rest of campus.
All kinds of red flags.
So they did need to get me out of there. And then when I came back, it was all paved. It was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
So
let us take another break, and we'll come back, and then we'll get more into the article itself, some more questions, and then we'll get into our next set of guests that are here that are very quiet, the two of them. They're staring at each other. You guys can talk at any time, you know.
Okay. Join the conversation.
Yeah, right? We'll take a break, and we'll juice them up a bit, and then they'll get into it. So sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
Can I get owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Back. So when we last left, we were in the process of continuing to talk to Jocelyn and all the great things, but we just learned some more stuff about Jocelyn that's just, again, it's just every corner. It's twists and turns, you know. The story is amazing. So you were saying that what were we going to share about your students and their success as well?
Yeah. So my students went through. They each like one at a time signed up and across 3 weeks, all of them navigated the school in a wheelchair.
Yep.
And then they wrote a research paper. Each individually wrote a research paper, and I had them do APA scientific papers, which typically are not written until graduate or doctoral studies. So this is not a format that they've ever written before or that they actually teach in the high schools.
I could see them loving or hating you.
In our like chemistry class and biology classes, they do have to write lab reports, and so they would write certain components for this paper, but through this project, they did all the components of the paper. So that research paper and this research that they did, actually, not only did it get the attention of Enjoy Magazine, and John Lewis wrote the article about us, Simpson University, which is noted in the article, invited my students to present their research at their 15th annual research symposium. They've never invited a high school class to present before, so it was a really prestigious honor. And actually, the students just went last Wednesday, April 9th, and presented their research. And because there wasn't a high school category, because it was unprecedented, they hadn't had high school before, scored them, but they didn't get to compete in the competition. But my students got a 59 out of 60, so I gotta say, they did an amazing job.
Did any other groups get a 60 out of 60?
That I don't know. I actually don't know what the scores were.
So technically, you could have won, even though they wouldn't let you participate.
Yeah,
so you could have shamed the other universities.
Yeah. Possibly. Which, I mean, we don't want to do. But it definitely spurred a lot of buzz. The faculty actually and students asked questions after their presentation, which up to that point, because we were the third presentation of the morning, no one else had been asking questions. So this really intrigued the faculty and students that we did this project. And I was really proud of my kids. Nyla, who's in the article, she stood up and told like her honest, raw experience with doing the project, and she was surprised by her peers not offering to open doors or, you know, just common courtesies that you would think that you see someone in a wheelchair like, oh, here, let me get the door for you. And my students found people didn't do that. The students didn't do that. Even some people would open the door and other people would walk in front of them instead of going, oh, there's someone trying to get through the door in like four wheels and this might be awkward. And then all of the students refused to try to use the restroom. They were too nervous to try to navigate the handicapped stall. But it was just amazing at how much attention this project has gotten. And the cool thing that I said, like, I broke my back 17 and a half years ago, and this was very surreal for me, the realization that the students that presented this project, most of them are 17 and a half. So they were all being born when I broke my back. And to have them turn around and, like, rise to the challenge of this empathy and compassion project and just run with it and then get to present it at the university level about the importance of just human compassion was just really, really special.
That's so awesome.
That's so awesome. Really, we appreciate you letting us do the article and coming in and sharing with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So stick around. We're going to move on to our next guest, but you're welcome and obviously capable of interjecting and being part of the conversation. So just real quick again, I was going to say, because you're not really doing a business, but you can give a shout out to your business as far as music.
And this will happen next year too?
The classes, yes. So the district still has the CTE classes, as I listed, you know, all the culinary and all those different classes at all the sites, Shasta, Enterprise, and Foothill.
Okay.
So those classes
are
available.
So if there's a parent that's listening to encourage their student, how do they tell their student to look for it? Where do they go?
So they would need to talk to their counselor and just say, I want to do the CTE careers classes, and if they're interested in healthcare, I want to do the, the healthcare class. It is a two-year segment, and like I have dual enrollment with Shasta College for three of the classes. So the students, the intro year, they get dual enrollment for with me two different classes out at the college, and then their senior capstone, they also get dual enrollment for their internship in the community. So
very cool. And then give a plug real fast for information on how to contact you for your music.
Oh, so
website, phone number,
so
whatever.
You can find find me on Facebook, Studio One on One. You can also Google it.
O-N-E or just the number? Or yeah, number one.
It's, yeah, the number one, the word on, and the number one.
Okay.
So I was a basketball player, and I did a lot of one-on-one. Yeah. So
three on three.
Yep. So that's where that came from. So Studio One-on-One, Google the, my, the phone number for the studio is 530-515-0967.
Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, call me up. I'll be offering private lessons all summer and through the year.
Very cool. Thank you, Jocelyn, so much.
Thank you.
All right. So who do we have next, Miss Rhonda?
Well,
I mean, how are we going to introduce them? There's a whole, this is a whole ball of wax here.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to follow that up.
Oh, you got this.
Didn't you break both your legs and your arms when you were 12?
I've actually never broken a bone in my body, never been to a hospital. So.
Oh.
I've done enough for both of us.
So why don't we have Yvonne introduce them?
Okay, just grab the mic. You're right there, you guys, and then back off and give it back to your girl. Give it to your girl. Oh, you don't need the headphones.
Okay.
But she looks cooler that way.
I'm Yvonne. I'm Yvonne Mazzotta, and I'm here to introduce, we're actually going to be talking about Shasta Bike Month and Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got Anna Blasco and Mario Montalvo. Mario is from Caltrans.
Mario.
And Anna, I'm not sure, Helpy Shasta.
Okay.
So they're going to be talking about Shasta Bike Month and Challenge, and it's a really incredible May month of all activities for biking.
Okay. All things bike related.
All things bike related. Okay.
That's awesome.
I'm
going
to let take the reins.
So I just want to let everybody know that both of the glass here in the studio is bulletproof because Mario's here with Caltrans, and there's just a lot of people that want to take their frustration out. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, gosh. Don't give people any ideas.
Yeah, I know.
I love it. I think it's amazing.
So with that said, I don't know how we'll tackle this first, but May is Bike Month.
Yes.
And so I know that there is a big thing going on and has been for quite some time, but I mean especially now that the bike depot is finally finished and operational, and as many people have seen there, it seems to be a lot of effort in converting a lot of downtown and ways for what do you call them, protected bike lanes, whatever. So that would be obviously encouraging and supporting what it is that you guys are working on with Healthy Shasta, which is?
Exactly. So, well, Healthy Shasta is a collaborative of 25 different partners in health. Caltrans is one of them, and we have a bunch of different work groups that kind of work on different things. So we do a lot of walking, some walking challenges, and... Sorry, I need to get closer
you're
to
fine.
My thank you.
We could still hear you. You're good.
Okay, great. And... and then, so the Shasta Bike Month and Challenge is something that we host as a big collaborative effort. We have a whole committee, and it's we'll kind of go through the different people involved. But
there is a lot. Look, that's all the people on the bottom.
Yeah, that's where we come in. Caltrans.
Okay. Yeah. I see Caltrans there.
Caltrans is a partner in that. Yep. And we in Shasta, we've been doing it since 2003. But May is National Bike Month. So in Shasta County and.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say something very dumb. I was like, National Bike Month, is that all over the country? That's the word national.
It is. Yep, exactly. Yeah, well, it's celebrated in different cities, and in Shasta, we do the Shasta Bike Month and Challenge as a way to celebrate biking, cycling, getting more people out on bikes for a variety of reasons. In Healthy Shasta, we'd like to get people out and
riding their bikes to work,
physical
and riding
activity.
Riding your bike can make you healthier. So
And I know that Caltrans, I when Yvonne started working there, I think it was kind of, was it near last year when you started? And I kept saying, what is the deal with all these Caltrans people riding their bikes to work, right? And it was like, because it's bike month. And, and they take it very seriously. Because, I mean, you got armies of people on bicycles coming into the to the yard.
And part of that bike challenge is you know, having a team with your workplace. And Anna can talk more about that. Yeah. But I don't want to take away her thunder.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. There's a lot to talk about because it's grown significantly since 2003. But again, it's just a time to encourage people through a challenge, and we have events and group rides that we schedule other clubs and groups, like the Shasta Wheelmen schedule rides to invite people to kind of see what their club's about. And we know when we do rides together in a group, one, you can meet really cool people and gain friendships. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then if you're not used to cycling or biking, potentially on the roadway or in different areas, it feels a lot more comfortable to do it in a group. Mm-hmm. So it's a great time to kind of start getting people
protection
together.
Protection in numbers.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, you know what? I really have wanted to do it. I live on the other side of town, and I work downtown. And the ride here is a little bit better than it was a couple years ago because of the bike lanes. But so I'm probably going to try and do it this year. But I always do the Walktober.
Oh, yeah.
So. She's a master at Walktober. She wins everything.
No, I don't. I haven't. But anyway, so.
But she has.
So, but you do have to, you want to sign up if you want to be part of this whole challenge.
Yes.
So you could just do it for fun, just by yourself and do your thing, right?
Oh, 100%.
But this is also, like you said, this is something that's developed and scheduled to create teams.
Yes.
Right? And is it kind of just like a friendly competition between groups that they set up kind of a thing?
Yeah, there's multiple ways to participate. So once you sign up on ShastaBikeChallenge.org, we actually go through a website and a platform called Love to Ride. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool because you can post photos on there. You log your rides. You can see like how much you're doing within the month. You can create a group of family and friends. And then you can also create a workplace team. So that's kind of Caltrans is.
Before you get into your team and all the cheerleading, let's take our next break, and then when we come back, we'll have plenty of time to finish banging this whole thing out. So, because it just happens, we got to take breaks. Because you know that's how we pay for this, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right.
We'll let you.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Look at Mario. Go, Mario, go. What a gyrating hips. You're so loose. So loose.
It's all that biking.
Yeah, right? Good for you. So when we left, we were talking about, we were just getting ready to go into how Caltrans actually celebrates Bike Month, or National Bike Month.
Oh, yeah. So it is a big deal at Caltrans. We have a lot of, I was really surprised when I started just how many people there were that were into cycling. And so Bike Month is a huge, it's a big hit at Caltrans. And I was going to say that before we went off air, if you're a workplace and you win, you do get a prize. Mm. There is a prize.
So what we're talking about is obviously you can create a group.
A team.
You sign up, and we'll get that a web address again so you can do that. But so how is that actually logged? I mean, how do you report that as a team?
There's lots of ways.
Yeah, there's a few ways. So it is on a website platform, and you can connect some apps to that. So actually, Love to Ride has their own app that they just launched a couple years ago, and I want to get into that because it's kind of cool and different than other apps.
Okay.
But you can also log with Strava. There's a lot of Strava users here because we have great outdoors and people go really far and they log their Strava
their rides.
Yeah. So you can link with Strava. Now you can link with Garmin and Map.
No, they're all trying to.
Yeah. Map. Something about MapMind.
Does your Apple Watch connect, or like if you
I'm sure it
like
probably
like
does.
For healthy for
right.
the Walktober,
right.
you know, I use my watch, but
yeah. Well, if you logged your time in your rides,
okay.
I guess with your Apple Watch, then you can go into the website and say I rode for 30 minutes, and then it calculates about how many miles that is on a typical ride.
Mm. Awesome.
Yeah. So there's multiple.
You would
ways.
Think that it probably just take would be able to have access to your GPS stuff, so that even if it's not public, it actually is using coordinates that you rode. It sees your ride.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the apps are crazy.
What is the name of the app that you have again?
It's called Love to Ride.
Love to Ride.
Yeah,
okay.
and the reason that we kind of are trying to get people to use that is because there's a really cool piece to it that's different than starting and stopping. So this, you download it, and you have it kind of just on your phone, and you go out for a ride, and you don't have to start and stop, but it's like recognizing kind of how fast you're going. So it'll say, oh, their bike ride started and now it ended. And so it's really nice for those short trips that you might take where you're not going to log it and say, hey, everyone, I went 0.3 miles.
Yeah, because I notice even on my phone, it knows when you're in a car and driving if you want for, like, safety. It won't let your messages come through. So the phone,
no cheating.
Gyroscope and all that kind of stuff, it will sense if you're on a bike and,
it
will log those anytime it gets on. It goes, oh, you're on a bike. I'm going to start tracking.
Yep. And it will, so part of it is that it knows kind of where you've gone, and it creates a heat map. So everyone who has the app, you can see a heat map of where people are cycling in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all anonymous and aggregated data. So you can see where, you've gone yourself, but other people can't see your route.
Yeah.
And then there's an option to rate your route. So if you get done with a bike ride and you were on X street, and then you turn to Y, and that intersection did not feel comfortable, you can paint it red. And then that makes a big aggregate map. And then we get that data, and we can share it with transportation agencies and planners, so they can see this map of where people who are actually riding feel comfortable, semi-comfortable, and uncomfortable. And then they can use that when planning for improvement projects.
That's awesome.
Say,
hey,
that's yeah.
Wild.
So the more people really use cool. it and rate their routes, the more accurate, true data that we can get.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's and then super, Caltrans yeah. can go in and hopefully develop projects space. To develop projects to try and improve and make those yeah. intersections feel safer.
I just really love all of the work that's been going on downtown, but also I live off of Lake Boulevard, and that's just amazing.
The Lake Boulevard project is, it looks amazing.
It does.
I think they're nearly finished.
They are, yeah.
I drove by there the other day, and there was a little bit of work still happening, but it's going to be so, it yeah. already is nice, but once everything is said and done, it's going to be really
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down in the Park Marina with all the water.
I was going to say, so are we, and it's like, what are they replacing? It seems like they're digging the entire earth up.
Well, PG&E is also working down there, too.
Oh,
so
is
it's
that
not
what
just
it is?
The city that they've got, I think they're putting in gas pipes as well as water pipes. So is everything down there.
Is it replacement of? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Now, Rhonda, you mentioned riding to work, and this year something new is the Ride 5. So
you get to go on the freeway.
No, not I-5. Sorry, I should clarify because somebody else asked that the other
day. I'm cool.
No, you ride 5 miles, and that's kind of like we're encouraging people to at least log 5 miles during the month of May. And so I don't know how far that is from downtown, but
it's you could hit
5 miles exactly.
Yep. I was going to say 5 miles on a bike is.
And
it's very doable.
Especially the electric bike,
yeah.
which I do.
I do, too.
So that's exactly. So this year, that's a little bit different. If for workplaces specifically, the goal is to get as many people in your workplace to ride at least 5 miles.
Uh-huh.
So then it's a little more doable for people who are beginner riders or need to dust their bikes off and start riding again. You also mentioned Lake Boulevard. So we have a series of rides, beginner-friendly rides, in different areas around town. We call it Bike About Shasta, but they're mostly focused in Reading. And that is to get a group together and show how you could get from point A to point B using this new infrastructure that's happening. So we will be riding Lake Boulevard,
awesome.
I think, on May 5th. So
very
there's
cool.
there's a whole schedule of beginner-friendly rides, and so we can all experience this infrastructure together.
Are daiquiris included on May 5th?
We'll be going to a
That's
Mexican restaurant. Actually.
Drink driving, even still in California, yeah. unfortunately.
And there's Virgin.
I know.
Yes.
And speaking Virgin of, Colada.
Right. And speaking of different, experience riders or, people with different levels of experience, there's all kinds of prizes, too, that you can win with Bike Month for every skill level. And there's prizes on the national level, which means all of the United States.
Oh, thank you. I was gonna
and,
say.
And then there's prizes on the local level, which have been donated by a lot of local businesses and some of the sponsors on here.
Well, name some of the sponsors. Just give them a shout out.
Enjoy is a sponsor.
Is it?
Enjoy is a
well,
sponsor.
That's most important.
Viva Downtown, Funari Sausage.
Uh-huh.
Ace Hardware, Shasta Regional Transportation.
Ooh, Caltrans. They're
Caltrans,
on there.
Yeah, I didn't want to.
You didn't
want to
do your own plug. I'll do your horn.
Is that REU?
Yeah, REU, True Ride.
So NMR and Pace Engineering.
Oh, MNR, yeah.
Chain Gang.
Yep,
Chain Gang's on
also, Action News to donate some airtime to us. We got a really nice commercial, I'd like to say. Anna and I.
Cornerstone.
Shot it.
A news cafe.
Yeah.
Yep. And the Shasta Wheelman and the and Whiskey 2, which is an outdoor adventure club, they partner with us. And the Shasta Wheelman coordinate bike valet at a few of our events. So you can ride
Very
your
nice.
Bike and it will be parked safely.
Like the kickoff on May 1st, Thursday, May 1st at the food truck park.
Oh, okay. Park. They're participating as well.
Yeah, they'll be there to do the bike valet, and Anna and I will be there, and a few other folks helping people sign up if they need help. I'll be there to show them how to sign up for Bike Month, and everybody just comes together. A lot of meet other bike riders and have some food and have some beers and. And just have a good time.
I don't know if it was actually
right after.
Yeah,
the beers.
I don't know if it was actually a sanctioned, but I was out. Doing yard work once, and I go into the night because I always get home late. But anyway, and all of a sudden there was this huge group of bikes coming down South Street, and they were all, it was nighttime, and they were all lit up, and Ann from the bike depot was leading the gang, right? Ann Thomas, yeah. And I just thought, now, that looked like fun. I mean, you know, I know that it's nighttime. I don't know if they don't encourage night riding, but I cannot do the sun. I am a vampire. I do not like the heat. So night riding for me is glorious.
You know, I've done one of those, and it's pretty fun.
And their bikes were all lit up with light.
Yep.
And
yeah. My son was living in Shasta Lake City. He just actually moved, but he works off of Bocelli, all the way down almost to Costco.
Wow.
He rode his bike from Shasta Lake City all the way there.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And he started work at 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
And got off at 9 in the morning. So, he still does have that shift, but he lives closer.
Yeah. I'm like, I like that
kind of
stuff.
I used to be so nervous, like, gosh, I don't want to know that you're driving your bike at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Well, so, have your lights. And really quick, James, I would like to invite you to the first Fridays on May 2nd. We are doing a lighted night ride.
Oh, fun.
Yep. So we're going to go do a loop, a 5-mile loop, and we'll have Viva Downtown with us.
Okay.
And
I'll do that.
Reading RPD. Yep. Reading
Easy breezy.
Department.
I just plug my bike in and make sure it's got lots of juice.
There you go.
Well, and I know that Enterprise High School always participates in the bike to school day. So the faculty and students.
And can you still ride your bike to the pancake breakfast and get a ticket?
A free ticket. Yeah. If you ride your bike, you see the Shasta Wheelman at the bike valet get a free ticket.
Well, that's up to
100 tickets.
Yeah, but still. Early bird
gets
the worm.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's it already, if you can imagine.
Oh, wow.
That was a whole hour.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for being here, everyone.
Good time, good people. Thank you, guys. We'll be
good times.
Back next month. Have a good one.
Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.